Thomas, number 80 gave you a little trouble. You guys did a good job shutting down 11.
Well, I mean, they did a good job of some of the routes he ran. Kind of had an idea of some of the routes he would run. He did a good job of getting open, making some big plays. They just made a couple of more big plays in the end with our help, obviously, but that last drive. But they made more plays in the end than we did.
How about playing here for you? I know you've done it before, but it's been a few years being back home.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good thing to come back to the house and play in front of, you know, families and friends. But at the end of the day, it's a ball game. Once I touch the field, it's about business.
Kyle, a couple minutes ago, said that the thing he's really looking to see this next week is how you guys handle the adversity. As a leader of this team, what's the next step? How do you guys make sure get back on the right path, the right track for Seattle next week?
Well, the thing you have to do is be honest with yourself about your play, first of all, and then collectively we put those things together and try to go out and fix those things during the week to make sure that the things we made mistakes on, we don't make mistakes again. And I think we have a veteran enough team to understand those things. Even and the young guys will follow the veterans, so we'll move forward like that.
Doc, how frustrating is it you're in the process of stopping and too critical face mask?
Well, I mean, you still have to get out the field regardless. I had pretty good leverage on them, but good ball, good catch, touchdown. And so in the midst of all that stuff, adversity-wise, defensively, we still have to make them kick a field goal, even when they get down there in the red zone. And we didn't do a good job of that today.
But on the last drive, then, they wound up getting, I know you gave up the touchdown, but prior to that, it looked like you had a great chance to get off the field.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, towards the end, they made key plays during the end. And that's what is usually happen when you have two, you know, teams battling one another like we were today. At the end of the day, it's going to be one team is going to make more plays towards the end than the other. And we want the short end of the stick this time.
Last one for Lindsay.
How much was the heat for the defense? How much was it a factor early? And then what happened during that break?
I mean, we've battled regardless. Heat wasn't a factor. I mean, you're going to be tired regardless because of the game, the nature of the game that Jacksonville plays and the game that we want to play physically. So you're going to be you're going to have a tough mental team have to push through things. So at the end of the day, they made more plays at the end. That the fatigue, the heat, all that stuff had nothing to do with the loss.